Welcome to the third session of the Shavisi Principle. In the first session, we presented an introduction. In the second session, we began to look at your negative addictions. With this in place, we can now embark, we can now begin on the journey of the Shavisi Principle, which is learning the 10 levels of Yud-K, the Yud-K, Vav-K awareness. Remember, the Yud-K, Vav-K is Hashem's name, the four letters that we read in our prayers, in our brachas, or tefillas. Because it's through these four letters that are so much a part of our lives, our relationship to Hashem, that enable us to make Hashem more real in our lives. Because for many of us, while we acknowledge, oh, sure, Hashem exists, I have no question, but really the Niagara that we have discussed, those overwhelming memories, experiences, fears, doubts, addictions that we have, are far more powerful in our minds and hearts than Hashem. Hashem exists as a concept, but he can't compete in terms of the impact with those negative addictions that have become a part of our lives and we so much want to be free of. Over the next sessions, you will be learning 10 levels of Yud-K awareness, awareness of the impact of Hashem's name on our lives. And with each level of awareness, Hashem becomes more real. And the more real Hashem becomes, the less real our addictions become. We realize that we were never really addicted to anything. The program is arranged so that you can learn and internalize each of these levels on a separate day. It's not that you learn them and leave them. Whatever you learn in this program will stay with you for the rest of your life, as long as you continue in your relationship with Hashem, in your tefillas and your brachas and everything else that makes life so precious and worthwhile. You will learn that there's nothing more real, more profound, more impactful, more eternal, if that we can use that concept, more loving, more caring, more important to you than your relationship with Hashem, your addiction to Hashem. So attempt to set aside a day for each of these levels. Some of the recordings will be no more than 10, 15 minutes, and some will be longer. But it's not the recording itself, it's the instructions and the guidelines that you'll be learning and utilizing them during the course of the day to enable each of these levels of awareness to become fully internalized into your life. Our first level is called visualizing the Yud-K, Vav-K. I recently met a young kala. She was beaming. She was so excited that she was a kala. She was going to get married in a few months. She was so radiant and smiling from ear to ear. And she nonchalantly picked up her hand and showed me her diamond. It was indeed a beautiful diamond in a magnificent setting. And I complimented her and her chassan, told what a beautiful, beautiful diamond it was, and it really was. I also happened to have a friend who was a diamond dealer. And he would look at the diamond in a very different way. Because I would imagine this diamond cost a few thousand dollars. It wasn't the Hope diamond, didn't cost $500,000. Right? And for him, who kind of has diamonds going through his hands every day, this was another diamond. And he would look at it and say, very nice. Maybe ask what he paid for it. What she paid for it, or he paid for it. But he would see it as an average diamond. not something that he comes across once a month, once a year. Average. It's only the outstanding diamonds that get his full attention. What's the purpose of this metaphor, this scenario? You see, in our prayers we say Hashem's name, the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, many times during the day. In our next session, we will actually start to count them, or give you an opportunity to count them. But right now, we're not going to count them, but we're going to be trying to attempt to see them for what they really are. Each time we mention Hashem's name, we see them as four letters on the page. Not really outstanding. They're just kind of embedded. Everywhere we look, we see in the blessings and the brachas that we make and the tehillim that we say and the Shemona Esrei that we have. It's there all the time. It kind of, you know, kind of just, we drive right past it. But we don't understand or appreciate these four letters, what they really are. They are Hashem's agent in our world. They are the source of life in our world. They represent Hashem in our world. All existence emerges from these four letters. As a matter of fact, we'll learn later that Chazal tells us that the letter He, that the world was created with the letter He, this world. And the letter Yud is the basis of Olam Haba. But we'll learn more about that later. So, for so many of us, the reality is that we pass by these letters the way you pass by, you know, billboards on the highway. Chas v'shalom. We don't give it too much thought. We don't understand that the true quality of these letters is the life they give to the universe, to us, to every cell of our body, to every being in the universe. How these four letters connect us to Hashem, to our own neshamas, to our eternality. So what I would like to do is to take you through a brief meditation where hopefully you'll be able to appreciate on a deeper level through a visualization of these letters, so that when you come across them in your tefillos and your davening and your brachas, you'll have a deeper appreciation of what these letters are, what they mean, how to see them, understand them, how to enable yourself to feel something, not just to zip through them without meaning or depth. Now, this program will contain a number of meditations, and all the meditations I give, you can listen to quietly in a private place, or you can listen while you're walking. So you can listen while your eyes are closed, sitting in a lounge chair or lying down or any way you wish without being disturbed, or you can listen with your eyes open as you're walking, maybe through a park, on a quiet street, anywhere where you will not be distracted. And for the purpose of this meditation, I'm going to stop this recording and we can start the meditation on a new recording so it'll be easier to listen to whenever you wish.